gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Good morning, everybody. This is BJ with Just Stuff, welcoming you to our show. I am so glad that you're able to join us today. This show is a continuation of last week's show about books, books that will motivate us to read about our Black history. And my guests today are
Patricia Davis, who is a retired librarian from the Rapids Parish School Board, and
Carolyn Clarkston, who is also a retired librarian from the Rapids Parish School Board. Glad to be here.
Thank you, ladies, so much for being with us today and giving us so much information. And it's very interesting information that you're giving us. And last week, we discussed some of the books that were very interesting for our adults to read. And this week, we're going to talk about books that will interest our children to teach them about our Black history. And now, you can go ahead and continue, Patricia, Pat.
Good morning, and I have information about books that are interesting to children. My list is so long, I actually don't know where to begin. I love children's books. I love to see the excitement on their faces as they read. And I always tell the adults when I'm working with them that I want them to act like the children.
Okay.
When children are listening to a story or reading a book, you can see them getting to the end of the seat, waiting for the ending.
Mm-hmm.
And I told that to a group of senior ladies once, and they promised me they were going to move an inch up to the end of the seat. And by the time I finished, would you believe that they were at the end of their chairs, waiting for the end of the story? So today I'm going to give you just a few books that are my favorite.
Okay.
One of my favorites is an autobiography, and the title of it is Ruby Bridges Goes to School.
Mm-hmm.
Ruby Bridges, and actually it's by Ruby Bridges, it's an autobiography. Ruby Bridges was a young girl, 6 years old, in New Orleans, who integrated the New Orleans school system. Most of the whites who were in that school just refused to go to school with a Black child. Ruby Bridges ended up staying in the school, but had to be escorted daily by FBI agents.
Oh, because, my goodness.
Because whites were ready to do everything they could to keep her out of school.
Yeah.
However, Ruby Bridges stayed in school the entire year. She was the only Black child. And would you believe that she was the only child in her classroom?
Hmm.
The teacher had one student, Ruby Bridges.
My
but
goodness.
She stuck it out the entire year, a little girl at the age of 6. Ruby Bridges is still living today, and she goes around talking about her experience as an only child in a class. a whole year. Can you imagine that?
That's horrible.
That's horrible. The next book is, and I'm going to do two of the books because this too is, these are my favorites also.
All of them.
The author is, is Shel Silverstein. Shel Silverstein had a hard time getting started in the writing profession. Not because he couldn't write, but nobody wanted to publish him. But he became one of the most famous one of the most famous authors of children. The children love his books. They love first Where the Sidewalk Ends, which is a huge book of silly, silly, funny, funny poems. And the very first poem that I always read to my students is The Boa Constrictor. They just love that one. And The Giving Tree. The Giving Tree was first written for adults. But Shel Silverstein kept working with that book until he was able to tweak it so that children loved it. And do I love it? If I have to do a book at the spur of the moment, it is going to be The Giving Tree. It is a wonderful book where a tree was used to show how we are. The tree was used for everything the man needed from the time he was a boy until he became an old man, where he just sat on the stump of the tree. If you haven't read The Giving Tree, get it. It's for children, but adults love it. Another author and book I'm going to talk about is Virginia Hamilton, The People Could Fly. Just listen at that title. The People Could Fly. Can you imagine a child waiting to see how the people could fly?
Yes, yes, yes.
Well, this is a book that has several short stories. And one of the stories in the book is a story about people flying. And on the cover of the book, you can see the people going up to heaven, flying on up to heaven. And you know we can't fly. But just the title of this book is what pricks the curiosity of the children. And there are several very, very good short stories in this book. And this book is designed for maybe children 10 on up.
Oh, okay.
Amazing Grace. And the first thing you think about is
Amazing Grace,
how sweet the sound.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not what this is. Amazing Grace is about a girl whose name is Grace, and she was amazing. She loved acting, and there was a play at her school, and she wanted to play the leading role.
Mm-hmm.
The leading role in the play is Peter Pan. And everybody told her she couldn't play Peter Pan because she was a girl. But she went home and she practiced and she practiced. She had encouragement from her grandmother and her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who got the leading role?
Grace.
She became amazing in the play of Peter Pan. And that book is by Mary Huffman. Now, did you know that Barack Obama, our president, wrote a book for children?
Oh,
Eddie,
I did it.
Oh, my goodness. And the book is Of Thee I Sing. And Of Thee I Sing is a book of letters that he has written to his daughters. And the book encourages his daughters to do and to be anything. And he celebrates them by talking about how wonderful his daughters are. And he mentions a famous American in each letter. One letter, he tells them about Albert Einstein. another letter, he tells them about Maya Angelou, and it goes on. And the title of this book, of Thee I Sing, by Barack Obama. These are some very, very good titles that I've told you about, but I've got plenty more if you would like to listen.
Sure.
All right. One of them is Roll of Scepter. Hear My Cry.
Now, that's one of my favorites.
And that's one of mine, too.
Say again.
And that one is Mildred Taylor.
What was the title of the book you just mentioned, Pat?
I beg your pardon?
The title of the book you just mentioned?
Roll of Thunder.
Oh, Roll of Thunder. Okay.
Okay. By Mildred Taylor. And that book tells of struggles of different people. It's a chapter book, and it's for older children and younger children and adults, and just it just suits everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it is wonderful, and it has a very, very great theme, and it's how Black people live and how they got along and how they made it. And it has a continuation, and it's called Let the Circle Be Unbroken. So it's two titles.
Mm-hmm.
It's Roll of Thunder and Let the Circle Be Unbroken. And it's by a lady by the name of Mildred Taylor, who has also written several other Black books about Black people.
And Roll of Thunder, I'd like to mention, won the Nuclear Award.
Yes, it did.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and that's the Children's Award for older children. Mm-hmm. It surely did.
Yes.
Thank you for bringing that out. The next book I'm going to talk about has a theme that most women and children, Black girls, are very, very familiar with. And it's a book about hair. And the name of it is Happy to be Nappy. And what is nappy but our hair? Happy to be Nappy by Bell Hooks. And it's a picture book for younger readers. And it's all about the love of hair. And it is called Happy to be Nappy. Happy to be Nappy. Another book that we like, and it too is one of my favorites, is The Snowy Day. And The Snowy Day is about a Black boy who spends his day going through the city on a day when it has snowed.
Mm-hmm.
And this book is actually by an author by the name of Ezra Jack Keats. When you hear this name, you assume, or I assume, that it is a Black person who has written this book. This is not a Black person, but this man who wrote this book has written so very many books with the theme of Black children. And at a time that he was writing, there weren't that many books about Black children. Mm-hmm. So this is an honor for someone to write a book about our Black children.
Mm-hmm.
Called The Snowy Day by Ezra Jacks Keats. And it's mostly a picture book where this little boy goes through town on a snowy day. And you see him going different places in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next book that I'm going to talk about is called Tar Beach. And Tar Beach is just what it says. You know, when you think of a beach, you think of a sand. Beach.
Mm-hmm.
But this beach is Tar Beach. So you know what it is? It's the street.
Okay.
Tar Beach, T-A-R. And this is a story, a tale, about children playing out in the street in New York.
Mm-hmm.
New York doesn't have any sand on the street. It's in Harlem.
Mm-hmm.
And Harlem is a section of New York where a lot of black people live. Mm-hmm. And the name of this book is Tar Beach by Faith Ringgold.
Oh, my.
Oh, but you're going to love this one. This one is The Watsons Go to Birmingham. It's not only a book. It was a Newbery Award winner, just like Roll of Thunder.
That's right.
But it's also, it's about a black family.
Mm-hmm.
This one, and Sue brought this to my attention, was made into a movie.
Yeah, that's...
And this is for older children. The Watsons were going to Birmingham to take one of the family members, Byron. And Byron had been giving the parents so much trouble. He was classified as a delinquent.
Mm-hmm.
And they were taking him to his grandmother. And you know, grandmothers have a way with children. They whip their minds and get them on the right path.
Yes.
So they were taking Byron to grandmother so she could straighten him out. And when they got to Birmingham, the church was blown up. So it was during the time of the 16th Street Baptist Church bombing. So this book really, really gained fame at this particular time. It was an incident when that church was bombed that shook the whole nation to think that somebody can blow up a church that has people in it.
The three girls
were killed, and that was it inspired the person to write this book, The Watsons Go to Birmingham, and it was written by Chris Paul Curtis.
Mm-hmm.
The Watsons Go to Birmingham. Pick that one up, please. You will love it.
Yes.
And the last one that I'm going to talk about is Mafaro's Beautiful Daughters. This is an African story. Mafaro had two beautiful daughters, although one of the daughters, Manyara, was a little bit more beautiful than Naisha.
Mm-hmm.
Naisha was actually the beautiful one because she had the beautiful personality. She had a great attitude about life and about people.
Mm-hmm.
And the king, their father, was getting ready to pick a new queen. And, of course, these two girls were vying to be queen.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Manyara thought she just knew she was going to be queen because she was actually the prettier of the two.
Mm-hmm.
But because of her personality, she was not chosen. This book was written 20, 25 years ago, but it's still very popular among children. This is a good book to read to instill in children that it's not what's on the outside all the time.
Right.
It's what's in our hearts that make us who we are. When we are reading books for children, we read and we recommend books that will not only entertain them, but books that will give them something to live on.
Yeah.
Books that will inspire them to become better people.
Mm-hmm.
Books that will give them an idea of who and what they can become.
Absolutely.
Books that will let them know that they are beautiful, that they are worth something, and above all, that they are loved. Pick a children's book and share it, Jay. Thank you.
Beautiful pitch.
It is beautiful. Thank you so much. Sue, did you have any other adult books?
Yeah, I can tell you about a few others we've done in the book club. Well, you know Maya Angelou?
Oh, yeah.
but most people think she was just a famous poet, but she also wrote a couple of books. One of them is called Mom and Me and Mom.
Yeah.
That's a book about Maya Angelou's work about her relationship with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very inspirational. Then we had a lady named Lolita Tatum that wrote two books that were based in Central Louisiana. These are fiction books,
mm-hmm.
but she based them on her family. Cane River is her mother's side of the family, and it is set in Natchez, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
And Red River is set in Colfax, Louisiana.
What?
And it's based on her father's side of the family, the Tatums.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and you might be some
of
people.
I know.
People in the Bible from Colfax, but that Colfax one in Red River, it talks about the Colfax massacre.
A lot of
and
history.
Whatever happened around it, but it's fictionalized, but it's a lot of history in it too.
Mm-hmm.
And another book for adults, same kind of different as me, by Ron Hall and Denver Moore. You remember
yes,
that one?
Yes, I do remember. That was great.
Great story. It's a true story about this white man and this black man who became good friends. Unlikely people. One was very rich, one was very poor, one was homeless and on the street, one had mansions. But God brought them together.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up being excellent friends and doing great charitable work
together
throughout their lives to help people in poverty.
Mm-hmm.
Same kind of different as me by Ron Hall and Denver Moore.
My.
Do I still have time, Bobby?
No, we're gonna go ahead and wrap up. But this has been so interesting to me, and I am gonna re-listen to this recording because I'm gonna pick some of those books up, and because I'm now I'm just interested. So, but I'd like to thank you, ladies, so very much for being with us today, and you know, getting across to us how important it is to read as adults and how important it is to have our children read and to have that connection with our children and books, you know, so they can learn how to live and who they are and what's important, you know. So again, I would like to thank you so very, very much for being with us today.
Thank you for inviting us. Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay.
Thank you for inviting us, Bobby. You know, we could talk about books all day.
I see that, but that's a good thing. That's a good thing. So we're going to go now, and like I said, I thank you ladies for being with us today. And everybody that's listened, I hope that you have enjoyed yourself. And join us again next week for more of Just Stuff.
Doug William a hand as he comes. Come on!
How many of you are here tonight really thank the Lord for being alive tonight? Listen here.
Put your hand together.
A living testimony. Let me sing a verse. I see miracle after miracle performed in my life. You kept having mercy. that I couldn't see. You kept your angels and kept around me. And I wanna take this time and say thank you, keeping me alive. Come on, sing a verse for me, Joe.
Listen, I had many friends and loved ones.
Yes, sir.
Gone on before me. You know it caused my heart to bleed. You know why? Could have been me.
It could have been me.
Yeah,
I know
that I'm not worthy.
Oh, no.
Lord, you keep on keeping me.
Oh, Lord.
And I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm still alive.
Oh.
Oh.
All right.
Hey.
Let me see your hand tonight.
Watch out,
sir. Let me see your hand tonight.
You live a testimony.
Let me see you wave your hand.
Wave your hand.
Wave your hand. Say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
You've been good.
You've been good.
Yes, Jesus. I'm still alive.
Hey, I'm alive.
I'm still alive.
Something in my memory's gone on.
Gone on.